Woke BLM grievance attorney Ben Crump deletes tweet calling pregnant nurse racist. By Paul Bois on May 22, 2023. Benjamin Crump, an attorney infamous for his Black Lives Matter activism, deleted a social media post denouncing a pregnant nurse as racist after evidence surfaced proving the exact opposite of what a viral smear campaign portrayed. Crump, an attorney who has represented several families in prominent police brutality cases, called the pregnant nurse Sarah Comrie a racist when he tweeted a video of her arguing with multiple young Black men about a city bike she had paid for. "This is unacceptable," Crump said. A white woman was caught on camera attempting to steal a city bike from a young Black man in NYC. She grossly tried to weaponize her tears to paint this man as a threat. "This is exactly the type of behavior that has endangered so many Black men in the past." As John Nolte of Breitbart News explained last week, the nurse, who was 6 months pregnant and who had just completed a 12-hour shift, never attempted to steal a bike and had the receipts to prove it. On May 12, a female Bellevue Hospital employee, who was 6 months pregnant and had just finished a 12-hour shift, got into a confrontation with a group of Black teens over a bike rental. The whole thing was caught on video and then uploaded to social media with commentary that made it look as though the Black teen paid for the bike rental and the white woman was some sort of entitled white supremacist who tried to steal the rental. But on Thursday, the New York Post reported that the woman was not only the victim here, the one who had her bike stolen, but a victim of a false accusation of racism by whoever posted the clip with the lie that she tried to steal the bike. The Post reviewed the receipts and verified the timestamps. "She is the one who rented this bike. She is the one who had her rental stolen. She is the victim of a national smear campaign in a country full of liars and grifters desperate to prove the least racist country on the planet is racist. And there are two receipts because after she was bullied and manhandled, while visibly pregnant, she still needed to rent a bike to get home." Due to prominent figures like Crump and others labeling her a racist, the nurse's employer put her on a leave of absence. Several Twitter accounts noted Crump deleted the tweet hours after a Fox News segment wherein the nurse's attorney, Justin Marino, said she will be filing lawsuits of defamation, adding his client had to go in hiding due to the overwhelming threats against her life. "She's been called a racist," Marino told Fox News. "She's been called a thief. There are reasons defamation laws exist, and we plan to pursue that." Marino said that the nurse now stands in fear of losing her job and that his services were retained to prevent that. Crump was instrumental in the propagation of the Hands Up, Don't Shoot hoax in the early days of the Black Lives Matter movement, publicly stating that there's no doubt evidence would show police officer Darren Wilson shot 18-year-old Michael Brown with his hands raised in surrender. The forensic evidence, in fact, suggested Brown was charging at Wilson after trying to take his gun. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.